In July, he went to see the best friend I had around the Capitol, unquote. The then vice president about his financial problems. He did not mention the name, but President Johnson was vice president at the time. Testifying in his own defense at his trial, income tax evasion, he said I was in serious financial difficulty. I went to the best friend I had around the Capitol. I went to see the then vice president, told him I had a very serious problem. Baker said he asked the vice president's advice, and he picked up a telephone and called his friend and my friend, the late Senator Kerr. Baker said he, meaning the vice president, advised me to go immediately to Senator Kerr's office, which I did. Baker said he told Kerr about his financial problem. Kerr made arrangements to turn a $50,000 loan from the Elder Bank Trust Company in Oklahoma City. Kerr said he would make a personal loan to Baker, $50,000. Earlier, Baker's lawyer, Williams, had named Kerr as recipient, $100,000 given. Baker said he'd prove that all the money, most of it in $100 bills, turned over by Baker to Kerr, who died of a heart attack. Today, Williams put Baker on the stand and began questioning. Baker said the former governor, Lieutenant Hodges, when Hodges was chosen Secretary of Commerce, Kennedy administration, he decided to quote the testimony to sell his interest to Baker and Jones, $56,000, some to be paid in the installment plan, so forth. Mm-hmm. And he goes on, I don't know what else he's got, but the question then, I'm looking at my diary. We don't want to get in it, but I want you to have the facts. I do not remember ever calling Kerr. Do not believe I did call Kerr. I do remember definitely his coming to see me and telling me all of his plight and asking me to help him. Yeah. And I told him I didn't have that kind of resources, that all this advertisement about how much money we had was largely political, but that I told you several times that you ought to have left 1960 when I left the Senate. Go on and get in private life. You have these obligations. You have these business interests. You can't do what you're doing and do this too. And you told me Senator Kerr said that you shouldn't do it. And why don't you go talk to him and see if he can't help you? I don't recall he ever talked to me after that, but I do recall that Kerr told me. I don't remember where, but it seemed like to me in the hall or in a passing conversation that I talked to Bobby and I'm going to work out his problem for him.
Yeah.
Now that's about my memory of it. I would assume that there'll be a great furor about it in the headlines and around. I don't know why he involves me. I don't know what he gets out of that. Mm-hmm. It looks like to me it makes it a hotter case to me for him, but I, he's, and it looks like Williams wouldn't, but, I would guess he called up and wanted to testify, you know.
Yeah.
Now, he's called Walter again this morning and wanted to know the name of some boy that worked in our office who was a deadbeat boy that wrote a lot of hot checks. I don't know. I never did know him and didn't even know he worked in there, but they tell me he did as a messenger boy. And that Bobby sometimes would get him to drive him when he had to go on trips and he wanted to know his name. Walter gave him his name this morning. But I thought maybe you ought to look at this story on the tickers, if you all have stories, and look at it and tell me what to tell George Christian to say to them at the 3 o'clock briefing. Probably just that the case is in court and we wouldn't make any comment.
I'm absolutely certain that regardless of anything else, that you have to say that.
Yes, I would
not
think that.
Not a lot more than we have to do, but
yeah.
I think absolutely...
Are you surprised at this testimony?
Well, I was just delighted that they had found this stuff in Kerr's safe deposit box. Now, I've heard, you know, we've talked about it in the past, but I didn't know that they had succeeded in finding it. And it puts a different aspect on the whole matter. I'm just so pleased, really.
What I think happens, Abe, I don't know, I don't want to get into it, but they don't understand this man, Kerr, and Kerr didn't make a bit of difference between a Republican and a Democrat if he was his friend. For instance, Boots Adams, the biggest Republican in Oklahoma, and contributes more than anybody else, yet he's Kerr's big partner. He just gave him a blood test and say, your friend, and that's all. He's as strong for Dick Russell as he was for Mark Antonio. And he is for both of them if they were his friends. And he told me one time about contributing $15,000 to a senator, and hell, he came up in Los Angeles and said, if it takes 100 or 200, I'm prepared. I mean, he had it right there, wanting to help. So I think what he did was give these boys a good going over and told Bobby to go get the help, came back, told every one of them that he was going to contribute it to them, and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And told him, go on and spend it. Now, I've done that 100 times with people. I say, you can just, I told the fellow this year, go on and spend 25 and Dick Daly will supply it to you.
Well, I've known right along that this was a story. You remember the thing that this tore me apart with Nick. I reported that to you.
Yes.
I told Nick that.
Boy, I'll tell you, his people are really rolling this. They leaked the story on crime this morning, wiretap into the, his crime people, and this Vorenberg he selected. They just gut me every day, Nick's people. And he take this fellow Turner just every time he hits a blow.
Well, he's got to go, and I think Ramsey knows it. He's ready to move him out. But I sure will look at this thing, but you've got to, there's no question.
Now, what are their reactions, then? What does Bettman, does he try to get me to testify or something?
No, 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 nobody's going to try. Last thing that they'll do, Bettman, of course, will do is get you on the stand. And because they know your testimony would hurt them. But nobody's going to try to do that, and you mustn't do it. It's preposterous.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that, but I'm just thinking about what efforts they might make.
They won't make.
I wonder why, I guess it's not available to him, but I wonder why in the hell they never have brought out that the Internal Revenue people told them they had no case.
Well, they can't.
Williams can't do that, huh?
No, there's no way to get that in. You know, that's privileged intra-government stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never, they would not be admissible any more than, in fact, you know, the debates that go on between people within the government.
Well, I was just thinking they had these agents on testifying what was liable and what wasn't and so forth. It looked like to me to ask them a question, well, didn't you all conclude there'd been no violation? Because that's what they did.
Yeah,
everybody but Bobby Kennedy did.
Yeah, but that'd be inadmissible. And but I thought this Williams statement was really superb. I thought so.
Why does he say the second best brandy?
Well, he left what they're trying to do there, I'm sure. And I don't think we can feel. For what they're trying to do is just kind of gently remind the jury that this fella Baker was a friend of the, that he had the confidence of the President of the United States. You know, and I think it's legitimate.
Do you think that helps him?
Oh, you're damn right it does. I think it's worth about $1 million, solid gold.
No, I think it hurt him.
Oh,
I
no,
think
sir.
They'd say all these fellows in high places are no good.
No, Mr. President, I think you just a little jaundiced on that.
All right. Do you think the press will press us on this?
I don't think so. I don't think so for one of the reasons being that they don't want to get any stories in favor of Bobby. That's what they'd expect. And I don't think they... be quite disinclined to press you.
Right. Number two, then, would you read this APNUP ticker and call George before 3 o'clock and tell him what you would say?
We don't have the ticker.
Oh, you don't? Well, let me read it to you again. Bobby testified around July 62. He went to see the best friend I had around the Capitol, then Vice President, about his financial problem. Baker did not mention the name, but President Johnson's Vice President at the time, testifying his own defense to his trial on income tax evasion. I was in very serious financial difficulty, unquote, Baker related, concerning the 62 incident. I went to the best friend I had around the Capitol. I went to see the then Vice President, told him I had a very serious problem. Baker said he asked the Vice President's advice. He picked up the telephone, called his friend and my friend, the late Senator Kerr. Baker said he, meaning the Vice President, advised me to go immediately to Senator Kerr's office, which I did. Baker said he told Kerr about his financial problem. Kerr made arrangements for $250,000 loan from the Delta Bank Trust Company.
It's about exactly the same.
I believe it exactly because I don't believe that Kerr would go on his note for $250 and not lend him $50 of his own.
Yes, that's right.
That's it. So,
He just ought to say, this matter in court, you don't have any comment on it. I just got to say that right all the way through. And then question about this one.
I read the New York Times this morning on the front page that crime story. Before I ever get the report from them, just bear it in mind, that's all, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You still, hello?
Yeah.
You still want me to call
George? Sure. No, I'll call him. I'll tell him that.
All right.